In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. It's the end of March. That means the NCAA basketball tournament has started. And as a sport fan, I love watching the NCAA tournament because I know that every single year, I'm going to see something incredible. Maybe I'll see some guy get hot and score 40 points and single-handedly beat a team. Maybe I'll see some desperation heave turn into a buzzer-beating three. Maybe I'll start rooting for some team I've never heard of before because they keep on winning all these upsets. Whatever it is, when I watch the NCAA tournament, I know I'll probably see something incredible. Well, it's the end of March. And this year, that means Holy Week is beginning. And as God's child, Holy Week is my absolutely favorite week of the year. Because I know that every year during Holy Week, I'm going to see something incredible. Something more incredible than a basketball game, because every year during Holy Week, I'm going to see what my King Jesus does to save me and save you. And everything that our King does to save us, it's absolutely incredible. Just look at our text, the story of what happened on the first Palm Sunday. I want to focus on three different incredible things that our King Jesus did on that first Palm Sunday. First off, look at the knowledge that he displayed. For as he was about to ride into Jerusalem, he took two of his disciples aside and he gave them instructions. Instructions on how they were to obtain a colt or a donkey for him. And did you notice how exact these instructions were? Jesus told his disciples to go to a very specific part of a very specific village and find a very specific colt there. And when the owners of that colt asked a very specific question, "What are you doing?" Jesus tells them to give a very specific answer. The Lord needs it, and everything will be okay. And when these disciples left, what happened? Everything happened exactly the way our King Jesus said it would happen. Imagine if I tried that. Imagine if after church I came up to you and I told you to go to a very specific subdivision in Lee Summit and to go to a very specific house, the fourth house on the left-hand side, and there you'll find a yellow car and take that yellow car and bring it to me, and if the owners ask you, "What are you doing?" just say, "My pastor needs it and everything will be okay." Don't think you'd get very far. Maybe you might find that subdivision, and by sheer luck, there might even be a yellow car somewhere near it, but I'm certain the owners wouldn't let you take it, because I'm not king of all. I don't know all things. But your King Jesus does know all things. He knows everything that is going to happen, even before it actually happens. Oh, he doesn't fate it. Human beings have free will. They have free choice, and God respects that. But God knows exactly what these human beings are going to choose. It's the first incredible thing we see. He knows all things. He knew exactly how to get that donkey, that colt. And once he got that colt, that donkey, then the next incredible thing happens. Jesus, once he got that colt, he was able to ride it into Jerusalem. And isn't that incredible? As St. Mark pointed out to us, this was a colt on which no one had ever sat. Normally, you just can't hop on an animal that's never been ridden before, right? I don't know a whole lot about riding animals, but I know that's normally not the case. Normally, an animal has to go through some sort of a training. And this would especially be true during a parade, right? Think of all the commotion that was happening on that first Palm Sunday. People were waving palm branches and running around and spreading their cloaks. They were yelling and screaming and singing at the top of their lungs. It would have been very easy for the animal to become scared, to stop, to veer off course. But this colt, this donkey, didn't do any of that. Not only did it allow Jesus to ride it, even though no one had ever sat on it before, but on top of that, during all the commotion of that first Palm Sunday, this colt walked straight into Jerusalem and kept on that road. How is it able to do that? It wasn't just because Jesus got lucky with the colt he chose, nor was it because it was well trained. Remember, no one had ever sat on it. Instead, this colt kept its course and walked straight into Jerusalem because Jesus was in complete control of it. He controls all. That's the second incredible thing we see about our King on Palm Sunday. He controls all. He could control this colt on which no one had ever sat amid all the commotion on that first Palm Sunday. He could control that colt so that he rode right in to Jerusalem. And that then leads us to the third and final incredible thing we see about our King on that first Palm Sunday. And this ends up being the most incredible thing about our King. It's more incredible than his knowledge overall. It's more incredible than his control overall. Do you know what it is? Do you know what the most incredible thing our King Jesus did? On that first Palm Sunday, our King Jesus, he rode into Jerusalem. That's the most incredible thing he did. He actually rode into Jerusalem. And why is that so incredible? Well, think about it. If Jesus knew all things, which he did, remember, he knew where to get that colt. If Jesus knew all things, that means he knew exactly what would happen to him if he went into Jerusalem. He knew that he would be betrayed by Judas and handed over to his enemies. He knew that he would be whipped and flogged and beaten. He knew that he would be nailed to a cross and suffer and die in a painful and excruciating way. If Jesus knew all things, he knew exactly what would happen to him this week if he entered Jerusalem. And perhaps more than that, if Jesus controls all things, well, then he made sure that all those events happened. For if Jesus controls all things as he controlled that colt, he could have made sure that his enemies didn't find him. He could have made sure that he was always hidden from his enemies' sight. He could have made sure that his enemies just forgot about him or forgot that they hated him or wanted to put him to death. Our King Jesus, if he controls all, he could have done any of those things to stop his suffering and death. But our King Jesus, he did none of those. He didn't use his knowledge to avoid Jerusalem so that he wasn't handed over to wicked men. He didn't use his control to make sure that he did not suffer and die in a cruel and bloody way. Instead, on that first Palm Sunday, Jesus used his knowledge and his control to ride right into Jerusalem. In fact, he made a big commotion about it, right? The biggest commotion he ever made entering a city. For he wanted everyone, including his enemies, to know that he had arrived. He wanted everyone to know it. Why? It's because as he was riding into Jerusalem, he was thinking of you. And he was thinking of what he could do to save you. For you see, Jesus knew you. He knew who you were. He knew that you would be a sinner infected with that horrible curse from as soon as you were conceived. He knew those sinful actions that you've done that you are very embarrassed about. He knew the sinful words that you mutter underneath your breath. He knew the sinful thoughts that you have in your mind, those thoughts that pop into your mind that you would be ashamed if anybody in this world knew what you were thinking. Jesus knew those thoughts. He knew each and every sin that you would ever commit. And he knew that if he did not ride into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday to be betrayed and to suffer and to die, Jesus knew. He knew that you would remain under the control of your enemies forever, and Jesus didn't want to have that happen to you. And so on that first Palm Sunday, he rode into Jerusalem for you. He rode into Jerusalem knowing all things, for if he knew how to obtain that donkey, he knew exactly what would happen to him as he went into Jerusalem. He rode into Jerusalem controlling all things, for if he could control that donkey, he could control everything else that was happening that week. Yes, Jesus rode into Jerusalem with the purpose so that he could be betrayed and handed over to wicked men, so that he could be whipped and beaten and flogged, so that he could be nailed to a cross and die in a painful and excruciating way. Jesus rode into Jerusalem to do all those things because he was thinking of you as he rode into Jerusalem. And he knew it was the only way he could gain for you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. That's why Jesus riding into Jerusalem is the most incredible thing he did on that first Palm Sunday. Even more incredible than knowing exactly where that colt was. Even more incredible than being able to control that colt. Him riding into Jerusalem is the most incredible thing he did on that first Palm Sunday. For he rode into Jerusalem with the full knowledge of what was about to happen to him. And then he even controlled all the events that happened in Jerusalem that this week, all so that he could be suffered and put to death for you. It was the only way he could save you. It's why you were on his mind as he rode into Jerusalem. What love, what grace he shows to you. And so what else can we do today and really throughout the rest of the week than to join our voices with the first Palm Sunday worshipers and cry out, Hosanna, which means Lord, save us, right? Hosanna, Lord, save us. And when we cry that out, we can be confident of this. If our King knows all things, he knows exactly who we are and the struggles we face. If he controls all things, he's controlling our life to make sure we're exactly where we are so that we can be saved. For if our King was able to ride into Jerusalem so that he could suffer and die and win for you forgiveness, you can be certain that your King will ride into your heart through word and sacrament to give you faith so that you can receive that forgiveness, life, and salvation. You can be certain of that. Because know this, everything that your King is doing this week, every little detail that he is doing, he's doing it all for you, to save you. It's why our King Jesus does such incredible things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith of what our King Jesus did by using the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed in the bulletin.